Englisch-Musterprüfung 2, Part 2.
Dear colleagues, dear parents, and above all, dear students, we are meeting today to celebrate those 46 graduates who have recently passed their final exams at our Nelson Mandela Memorial School. Let me begin by congratulating each and every one of those 46 students on their successful graduation. As the headmistress of our magnificent school, I would like to point out that I am very proud of you and that you can all be very proud of yourselves for what you have achieved. I am sure that each one of you has experienced moments of success and joy, but also moments of failure and frustration in those years. You will soon enter the world of adulthood. You may, for example, decide to keep on studying at university, to start an apprenticeship, or to look for a job right away. However, no matter what you decide to do, you will inevitably experience that life can sometimes be a smooth and joyful journey, but a rough and stormy voyage at other times. But then, why shouldn't it be? After all, our individual lives are like mirrors of what happens in small towns, in large cities, or even in whole countries. Our beautiful country, South Africa, is certainly a good example in this respect. Up until more than 25 years ago, our country was in the grip of the horrible system of apartheid, which meant that black people in South Africa were discriminated against in every sphere of everyday life. Miraculously, however, in the 1990s, our great black freedom fighter, Nelson Mandela, after whom our school is named, was released from prison after 27 long years behind bars. And a couple of years later, he even became the first black president of South Africa. And as a result, apartheid was abolished once and for all. At that time, there was an amazing feeling of hope for a better future throughout our country after those long years of discrimination, racism, and hatred against black people. Of course, even today, our country still has quite a few social problems, but there also has been progress and improvement in our country in the last 25 years. There is one thing, however, that I would like to remind you of. Please, never ever forget what Nelson Mandela taught this country before, during, and after his presidency. No matter what you struggle for or against, never ever lose your respect for your neighbor, for your fellow citizen, or for any human being, for that matter. My dear graduates, if you live your lives with this guiding principle in mind, you will definitely make the world a better place. Thank you for your attention.